At around 10 in the morning on a recent Sunday, kayaks and canoes are lined up single file, leaning down a bank to the edge of the Connecticut River in Woodsville. There's no fee, and jovial volunteers are helping paddlers load.
Yeah, now remember, it's downstream.
That's Mike Thomas, one of the organizers. He's with the Newbury Conservation Commission. He's working with the Haverhill Recreation Commission and the Coase Chamber of Commerce.
Today is our 12th annual Paddle Aboard of Spring. This event was started as a way for community groups from either side of the river to work together to showcase our shared asset, the Connecticut River. And the idea is for people to go in, have a fun day, but to get to know the river, find out where to put in, what's in the river, that it's safe to paddle.
Because the 111 boats are being launched one at a time, they quickly spread out. There's no flotilla traffic jam. They paddle past miles of serene and lovely scenery. Farms close by, mountains in the distance. Some take time for a picnic.
Let's take a break.
Others just drift and listen. There's some watery horseplay. And then there are some people who seem to be taking things, well, more seriously. For example, there's that guy who's paddling hard, eyes straight ahead. His kayak has a line that stretches back to the kayak of a young woman who's sitting, arms folded, unsmiling. After about 3.5 hours, there's the sound of music in the distance. It's the Strawberry Farm Band, part of the welcoming committee at the Bedell State Park, the takeout point. Volunteers are waiting to help with the landing.
Set that down, we'll help you stand.
Thank you. Excellent.
And Ronald Hart of Cambridgeport, Vermont, and his family are at the Rotary Club's concession stand. Sodas and hot dogs and hamburgers.
Beautiful trip.
Good luck, guys.
The only thing that bothered me was my tailbone halfway down. I was like, ah. The trip is beautiful. It's nice and leisurely, and, you know, we saw our otter.
The first Sunday in October, there's another paddle aboard her, but along a different stretch of the Connecticut.
If you try.
For NHPR News, this is Chris Jansen.